You're listening to the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast, brought to you by GardenNerd.com, the ultimate resource for garden nerds. I'm Christy Wilhelmi. Thanks for joining us. Seed starting every which way. Starting vegetables from seed may be a little more advanced, but it isn't really all that hard. And there are a number of ways to do it, depending on whose technique you follow. Let's start with Mel Bartholomew of Square Foot Gardening. Mel starts seeds in plastic cups, usually recycled cottage cheese containers or yogurt cups. And he starts that in straight vermiculite. And then he transplants the sprouts into larger pots with soil. John Jevons, on the other hand, of Ecology Action and Grow Biointensive and How to Grow More Vegetables Than You Ever Thought Possible on Less Land Than You Can Imagine, he uses redwood flats that are made from recycled redwood and uses close spacing to start seeds with a homemade seeding mix of your existing bed soil and a mixture of compost. Many others use standard seed trays with cells that you can get at any nursery, with a water reservoir that holds water in the base, with seed starting mix that you can get from a nursery. Yours truly uses a combination of John Jevons' redwood flat technique and APS trays, which are accelerated propagation system trays from Gardener's Supply. And those use a capillary mat that delivers water to the seedlings rather than just having the roots sitting in water all the time. Try all of these and see what works for you. You can find links to all of these different things that I mentioned on the website this week only at GardenNerd.com. Well, that's the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast for this week. You can find more tips and tidbits for all your organic gardening needs at GardenNerd.com. That's GardenNerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi, and until next time, happy gardening.